Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, the family of a Limerick man who went missing in 1996 are finally preparing for his funeral this weekend, with many questions as to why his body lay unidentified for 25 years in Galway. The remains of 23-year-old Dennis Walsh have been brought to his family home for a private wake this evening, ahead of his funeral tomorrow, as members of the Walsh family call for a review into how Gardaí handled this missing person's case. Well, our reporter John Cook has been meeting them, and he joins us now on the line. And John, maybe first of all, you could tell us a little bit more about the late Dennis Walsh.
Yes, Sarah. Dennis Walsh was 23 when he left his home in Cathardavon on the outskirts of Limerick City in March 1996, telling his mother Mary he wouldn't be home for dinner. He was a popular student. He had suffered from some psychiatric health problems, but had been away for weekends before without contacting home. Sadly, on this occasion, he never returned, prompting a quarter of a century search across Ireland and abroad by his devastated parents, brothers and sister, who were relieved but also shocked and somewhat confused by news just last February that an unidentified body recovered off the Aran Islands just 1 month after his disappearance in 1996 had now been positively identified as Dennis's remains following advances in DNA testing. And subsequently they learned that Dennis's partially decomposed remains had lay unidentified in a hospital mortuary in Galway for 18 years before being buried in a communal city council owned grave in 2014. And tragically, throughout those years, his family had been travelling through Ireland and beyond, even making inquiries in Garda stations in County Galway around the time that these remains were first recovered. Today I met with Dennis's parents, Dennis and Mary, now in their 80s, and two of his brothers, with Mike Walsh first reflecting on his younger brother's love of GAA and rugby and the crack.
A very kind person and gentle, and always really enjoyed the crack. Now, I know it can sound like a cliche at times, but we've definitely got it. We know it ourselves, but we've got it from the messages there the last few months from neighbours and friends, and that like kind person, gentle, always up for a laugh, always enjoyed a joke. So, you know, easygoing guy, you know.
Dennis, you and Mary kept searching with the help of your sons and your daughter, and you travelled the country and beyond. You went to Garda stations handing out flyers. Were you living in hope that he would be found, or what did you think?
We were living in hopes, you'd read cases on the paper where people had a bit of a breakdown and that, and they got all right, like, and we always had a bit of a hope, like, you know. And the remains was found the 7th of April, and a good neighbour of mine, that he's dead since, the Lord have mercy him, and his wife and myself went up around Galway. We had a report that he was kind of seen with people that was considered new age travellers. We ended up in Gart, and we handed in flyers in Gart station on the 6th of April, 96.
You made the Gardaí in Galway aware you were looking for your son. You have found in only recent times that Dennis's remains were found just after that.
We handed them in Gart, and the guard there said, give us a few more, because we cover four outlying stations, like, you know. But on the 12th of May, we were in Galway again, and we went into Mill Street Garda station. And we were on crime line the following night, that was the 13th of April. So Galway had plenty of communication from us, like, you know. And
But never any word of Dennis until earlier this year, when you got the news that his remains had been identified as those that were found in Galway Bay 25 years ago, that they were buried in a grave in Galway City. How did you feel about that news? What was that call like?
Well, I was appalled, like, you know. When I thought a communal grave, I thought to be just a patch of ground with a cross on it. But they did show respect, like, there's four plots in the thing, and there was curbing and nice chips on it, like, you know. But I still felt it was awful that he had to share the grave with a stranger.
And that unfortunately his remains had laid unidentified in the mortuary for 18 years, while you were always searching. That's very hard to know now.
Of course, yeah. I can't figure, like, what went on, like.
And that is Dennis Walsh, senior, and very difficult for the family. The remains of his son, Dennis, have finally arrived back at the family home in Limerick this evening, John.
That's right, Sarah. Earlier this morning, Dennis's remains were exhumed from the communal plot in Bohermore Cemetery in Galway and driven 100 kilometres home to Limerick by hearse, escorted on this symbolic final journey, as they described it, by his older brothers Mike and Paul to a Limerick funeral home before his coffin arrived within the last hour at the family home in Cathardavon for a wake restricted to family due to COVID regulations, ahead of a funeral mass tomorrow in Christ the King Church in Cathardavon and burial in a family plot at Castle Mungret Cemetery. It's a really difficult day of mixed emotions for Dennis's brothers and his sister and their families. His mother Mary found it understandably too hard to speak about, while his dad Dennis, as he talked to me some more, fought back tears describing the feelings he has today.
Well, we're happy in one way, but heartbroken in another way. We worried to know what could we have done otherwise. You know, where did we make mistakes and that. But as I say, we're happy that we'll know where his remains is and we can visit the grave and that. And we always hoped that he might walk in the door someday. We were wondering, often discussed what we'd say would be about him, or be glad we'd seen him, or that he came back, like, you know, but that didn't happen. So we have to think of the ones that's left with us. And we had to think of that all the time. We weren't the only people that was out. The others were just as well, like, you know.
I know today and tomorrow is about laying Dennis yeah. Jr. to rest. I know it's terribly sad for you to talk about it, and thank you for talking to me about it today. But there are questions you have.
Oh, yeah. And I have a lot of questions to be answered. And I don't care what I have to do to get them answered. But I'm determined to get the answers. And I don't care how far I have to go.
What do you want to know, Dennis?
I want to know where the breakdown was. I have been told, when a person is reported missing, every Garda station in the country, Interpol, the North of Ireland, are informed there's status in doubt. I don't know whether it is by letter or probably other communication now. I have a copy of a letter like that that was written by the superintendent here, and that would have gone up to Galway, I'm informed. And I asked recently the inspector, would the reverse be the case if the remains was found? And I was told that it would. So, therefore, a letter came down from Galway, or should have come, to Maidstone. And if that happened, why wasn't it acted upon? Was anyone thinking, like? I mean, Cornwall police contacted us. An unidentified body was washed up there. But they have identified it now. Well, I mean, if the Cornwall...
So you can't understand why you could get a call from Cornwall in England, and Galway's only up the road, and, exactly. and there was never a call to say there was a body identified.
Yeah. You know...
A body found, excuse me.
From about 60 miles up the road. You know, I can't understand, like, was anyone thinking...
I can't imagine your frustration.
Not just frustration, I'm as mad as hell, you know.
Yes, indeed, a really upsetting time for Dennis Walsh and the family ahead of that funeral tomorrow, John. 25 years since he disappeared, Dennis Jr. So are inquiries continuing? He's lots of questions there. And are inquiries continuing into trying to answer those questions?
Well, Sarah, the family want to state that they know nothing can change what happened to Dennis, and they don't blame anyone, but they do question the communications in this case and whether it has ever arisen in other cases of unidentified bodies or other missing people in Ireland. And specifically in their case, the Walshes would like further inquiries and are calling for a review by Gardaí into why it took so many years to identify Dennis's remains. They have received word that an inquest into his death will now be held at Galway Coroner's Court next week, as older brother Paul explained.
As far as we're aware at this stage, it's a documentary inquest. I don't actually know the mechanics of it, and especially in COVID, whether it'll be people in person reading documents, who the personnel will be, but it's not going to be the full public, as will be normal, nor the private.
I think it's expected that statements will be read rather than people attending to give those statements. And an inquest is about just, I suppose, establishing the circumstances surrounding someone's death. The Walsh family, as your dad has mentioned, you have a lot of questions beyond that. So what are you hoping for?
We're looking for a review by the Gardaí of what did the Limerick division do to try and find a missing person, and what did the Galway division do with an unidentified body that they had, and two divisions within 60 miles of each other, couldn't talk to each other. What happened to Dennis, and we don't think we could have changed. And it, as far as we're aware, it was no one's fault. But what really frustrates us is the 25 wasted years since when our family, but most especially my mum and dad, whose lives were put on hold for 25 years, on wild goose chases, their energies, which could have been spent with their other children, but were quite naturally spent thinking about their youngest child who was missing. And we just don't feel that the authorities who should have been looking for him, or who should have been doing more to identify the body in Galway, we don't feel enough was done.
And that is Paul Walsh, who is brother of the late Dennis, who's going to be laid to rest in Limerick tomorrow, making that point, really, what a difference it would have made to the family if they had found Dennis when he was found, if they'd been notified of that. John, you've been in touch with the Gardaí regarding that call for a review. What did they have to say?
Yes, Sarah, Gardaí tell me they have prepared a file for the county coroner in Galway in respect of the discovery of Dennis Walsh's remains at Inishmore in 1996. The identity of those remains confirmed by advances in DNA testing in February of 2021. But in a statement to Drive Time this evening, Gardaí say, while the inquest will take place at Galway Coroner's Court next Thursday, on Garda Síochána are not carrying out any review of this matter. Disappointing for the Walsh family, I'm sure, just hearing that this evening, but I know their focus is on laying their beloved brother and son to rest tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. A very difficult day for the Walsh family. A day I've no doubt of mixed emotions, and our sympathies go to the family of the late Dennis Walsh. May he rest in peace. John Cook, thank you very much.